In local news, Waikato District Mayor Jackie Church is reminding ratepayers that council has a rates relief scheme for those on fixed or low income. If your gross income is $38,000 or lower, you'll be eligible for a rebate of between $1 and $790 in value. You need to be the ratepayer for your home, and it has to be your primary residence since 1st of July this year. To apply, go to the council's rates rebate page on their website and click the apply for a rates rebate button. Applications need to be in by June the 30th, 2025. And if you're not eligible for that, they do offer flexible payment plans as well. The Karioi Project is launching their Give a Little 2024 campaign today. They're looking to raise $30,000 to purchase an off-road utility task vehicle. The vehicle will help get their team of trap-checking mountain clamberers onto the mountain quicker, meaning they'll be able to check more traps and do more trap lines. Prominent members of the Karioi Project team have dressed up in somewhat revealing caveman-style skin and mud to help promote the project, so keep an eye out on your social media feeds for that. And Kiwis Against Seabed Mining is asking for community support to keep seabed mining out of the government's fast-track bill. Government's currently deciding on the list of fast-track projects, with the full list expected to be published in October when the Select Committee reports the bill back to the House. With the fishing industry firmly against seabed mining, there is a very real chance that it will be kept off the list. And Kiwis Against Seabed Mining committee members June Penn, Stace Hill and Pauline Sadowska met recently with local MP Barbara Couriga and fellow National MP Cameron Brewer to reinforce that message. They're encouraging you to do the same as well, or to send an email to the PM. You can check out their guide to lobbying an MP on their website. And in local sports news, the Raglan Roosters are playing at Papahua this Sunday at 1pm against the Aussie Zams. Having relinquished the top spot on the league table, they're now sitting fourth, with a victory ensuring they'll get back to at least third place on the table this weekend. The Whangaroa Whai Wahine League team are also playing at 1pm on Sunday. They'll be in Te Awamutu again, taking on the Ngarawahia Panthers, who are sitting just behind them on their league table. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, the 9th of August, 2024.